We're just seconds away from learning more about DaVita Kidney Care. It's a rapidly expanding Colorado-based healthcare company. You'll learn why the company is growing, who they serve, why they picked Windsor Heights, Iowa as their newest location, and more. We'll talk with Jennifer Morris, Kate Preston, and Glenn Grisheim coming up next. Insight on Business the News Hour is made possible through the support of AARP Iowa. Real possibilities when it comes to caregiving support, creating livable communities, and a host of programs all designed to make your life better, no matter your age. Learn about the real possibilities in Google AARP Iowa.
Insight on Business the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aureon, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits. AUREON.com. Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids. RealEstateConcepts.net.
Hey, welcome back to the Business News Hour. Grateful that you have clicked through again today. We're going to take you on a medical journey this afternoon. And this is going to be a conversation with DaVita. Now, if you don't know anything about DaVita, hang on, because you are going to learn everything that you probably need to know. With us in studio is Jennifer Morris and Kate Preston and Glenn Grisheim. Glenn is the Regional Operations Director for DaVita here in Central Iowa. And we're going to talk a little bit about what it is that DaVita is and why you ought to know about it. Glenn, welcome to the Business News Hour. So nice to have you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you for having us, and thank you for giving us the opportunity to talk about what we do.
Yeah.
So, DaVita, what we do is we provide kidney care to patients who have suffered from kidney failure. So, basically, we give life in that, you know, patients who don't have functioning kidneys, we do dialysis for them. And we have centers all over the country, all over the world, actually.
Yeah, so. I want to make sure that folks understand that this is something that just didn't pop up in Central Iowa. This is a international company. Was that correct?
Yes, that's correct. We actually have about 3,500 clinics in the United States, but we also have clinics in China, Brazil, Indonesia, UK, I mean, all over the world. So it is a worldwide company.
And it is, ladies and gentlemen, so you know, it is publicly traded. We will have links to that up on the radio blog as well. That's a big swath. And how long has DaVita been an entity? I believe I heard about 20 years or so.
Yeah. They've been the company's been in existence for about 20 years.
Yeah, so. And from what I understand, some rapid growth over the past 5 to 8 years.
Yeah, well, I think what happens is, you know, clearly as, you know, our population ages, right. There's more patients that have kidney failure and that require our care. So, but yeah, we do a great job of providing kidney care, and we have outstanding outcomes and quality results, and I think that's why our company has grown so much.
Nothing speaks well about a company like success.
Yes.
And if you are attempting to really, as you indicated, give life, and this is working for people, I think that's important. I'm going to go to Jennifer Morris. She is the clinical services specialist here, and I want to talk a little bit about the medical side of kidney care, if I can, for just a moment. You're a nurse?
Yes, I am a registered nurse.
All right. Well, then you're the right person to ask about this stuff. Let's talk a little bit about kidney failure. What brings that about? What would people need to know about?
Sure. There's several factors that can result in kidney failure. The top two for our patients is high blood pressure and diabetes are the top two causes for renal failure in our population.
And what is it about high blood pressure or diabetes that taxes the kidneys?
Sure. There's lots of factors that can tax the kidneys. The main one is the... You know, high blood pressure can cause the thickening of the walls in the nebules of the kidney and clogs it, and then no longer able to filter out the urea and the byproducts that we normally would excrete.
Isn't the body just absolutely fantastic?
It's absolutely
amazing thing, isn't it?
Yep.
And so what you're doing at DaVita, at Kidney Care, is you are replacing those physical organs with mechanical
Yeah. We use a dialyzer on the machine that is the artificial kidney, and it filters out the toxins and the blood from the blood and the fluid, the urine from the blood. So it acts as an artificial kidney for those patients.
Wow. And Kate, I just have to ask you, you're the facility administrator here. What does that mean? And I want to also indicate to people that you're not just the facility administrator, you've got another role. Right?
That's correct. I am the facility administrator at this clinic as well as their social worker. So at DaVita, we have a social worker as well as a dietitian in every clinic in order to help support our patients to provide a well-rounded care team to them to be able to support them from all angles, because obviously dialysis is life-changing.
Yes.
And therefore, you're going to need support for your family, for your diet, for your social needs, any kind of grieving and depression you might experience.
If things aren't working the way they should, I imagine that some people do have some anxiety about that, yes?
Yes. We have a lot of patients who will have high anxiety, who just working through that process of the life-changing status that they're going through.
All right, Kate, so roughly how long is a patient on dialysis? How long does that treatment take?
It is typically between 3 and 4 hours. It is dependent on the patient as well as their doctor for them to decide what that treatment time should be.
Sure.
It depends on how they do on dialysis.
Now, for 3 to 4 hours to be sitting in a chair.
Three times a week.
All right. That is taxing in itself, I would imagine.
Correct.
The alternative isn't very bright, but that is taxing. So how does DaVita occupy someone who's in your clinic for hours?
Well, we do our best to provide them with magazines, TVs, anything, internet connections, so that they can find things to try to pass that time. We're rounding on them, ensuring that blood pressures are taken every 30 minutes, making sure that they are stable and in good condition, feeling okay, making sure we're making adjustments if they're not. That is why we have nurses and technicians, in ratio here with our patients to ensure that the treatment is safe and that they can safely pass through that treatment time to have a successful treatment.
That's the voice of Kate Preston, ladies and gentlemen. She is a facility administrator here at DaVita in Windsor Heights. And I need to ask Glenn a question about why did DaVita choose to come to Windsor Heights?
Well, as Kate described, our patients spend a lot of time in the clinics. I mean, obviously hours throughout the week. But what we do is we take a look at the geography to find out like where the patients are. Mm. And we try to strategically locate our clinics so that our patients don't have as far to drive. Mm. So basically, that's why we chose Windsor Heights, is so that our patients in this community don't have to drive a distance to actually get to the centers.
Now, this center in Windsor Heights is not your only Des Moines location, is it?
No, it's not. We have 5 or 6 clinics in the Des Moines proper. We have them out in Ankeny. We have about 5 in Des Moines, Central and so forth. So, yeah, we have about 5 or 6 clinics here.
Yeah, and which is, I guess, in a sense, a bit stunning, Glenn, because I had absolutely no idea that there were so many individuals suffering from renal failure. That's a stunning number of clinics. And I suspect that the numbers bear that out, yes?
Yeah, it does. I mean, really, nationwide, we actually treat around 700,000 people nationwide, almost 1 million people. So, yeah, there's a lot of patients out there who need and require our care.
I'm going to turn over to Jennifer Morris here for just a minute. She's the nurse. She's the medical person that we're talking to about all of this. Jennifer, how can people better care for themselves so that they don't find them? I mean, I appreciate what you do here, and I'm sure so do your patients. But if we want to stay well and outside of DaVita, what do we got
to
do?
Right. You need to keep your blood pressure under control. Take your medications as prescribed by the doctor if you're on anything for hypertension. Also, if you have diabetes, really keeping your blood sugars under control, with that being one of the highest reasons to be on dialysis, is really managing your diet, exercise, not smoking, you know, all those factors can factor into end-stage renal disease.
And get a little exercise at
yes,
the same time,
exercise
right?
is very important. That's right.
as we sit around the table in our coats. Kate, let me ask you, you not only oversee the center in Windsor Heights, but you're also on the road a bit, right?
That's correct. I'm also the facility administrator out in our Perry, Iowa location.
And how long have you been in Perry?
I have been living here in the Des Moines area and overseeing Perry now for 2.5 years.
Oh, wow. Okay. So you're the right person to ask this question. You're the social worker. You're also the facility administrator for a long period of time. I suspect, just from how you and I have coordinated things over the past couple of months, that you can get pretty attached to your patients.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah? Yes, we see them 3 days a week for 3 to 4 hours each treatment. So absolutely, we are. They become like family to
us.
Yeah,
I would imagine so. And you would know their families because oftentimes their families are the individuals who are bringing the patient to you, yeah?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we get to know their families, their caretakers, their support individuals.
What about length of time that somebody can be on dialysis? I don't know if this is a short-term thing or a long-term thing. How long can a person actually go through this?
I have seen individuals who start dialysis even as a child and have been on it for 30-plus some years. Average time that somebody is typically on dialysis is 2 to 3 years because majority of patients we see are elderly and towards end of life.
End of life, yeah. But this does afford individuals a quality of life going forward, yes?
Absolutely, yes. So being able to come in here and have us use that treatment time to remove the toxins, remove the filters, do things that you and I have kidneys to do 24/7. Right. We're doing in a short amount of time each week for these individuals. So it's a lot. And, you know, but DaVita itself, the name of it is Latin for he, she gives life.
Right.
So that's what we're here doing. And
I know when I first saw the name, I thought, you know, those 4 years of Latin really did pay off. I understand exactly what it means. One final question for Glenn, and I think this is really important for people to understand. We all talk about, I've got two questions for you, Glenn. One is we just heard from Jennifer and Kate about the consequences of poor health and then getting dialysis on a regular and sustained basis. And I think, just to bring this forward into things that we've heard about recently, there was that horrible hurricane in Puerto Rico. And that was really dire circumstances for people that were living there. If they can't get their treatment on a regular basis due to lack of electricity, that was serious, wasn't it?
Yeah, I mean, really natural disasters like that are very problematic because not only the continual power, but also a good water source is very important, too. A good clean water source is, you know, really important for our treatments, too.
Well, sure. That's because you are utilizing that water into the bloodstream?
Right, right.
Basically, filter.
Yeah, we're using the water. We filter it. We do a lot to keep the water clean and pure. But obviously, if you're in a natural disaster, that's a second challenge aside from the power that would be make it difficult.
Final question then, Glenn, about finances. When we talk about caring for individuals, is this often covered by Medicare, Medicaid, insurance policies?
Yeah, typically most payers do cover, dialysis. I mean, obviously it's a common disease out there. But yeah, most payers do cover dialysis treatments, and Medicare and Medicaid also thankfully cover it as well.
Yeah, this could be otherwise a huge financial burden on so very many people. We've been talking with Jennifer Morris and Kate Preston and Glenn Grisham about DaVita, and they have just recently opened another office here in the greater Des Moines, Iowa metro, and that's in Windsor Heights. Thank you guys for doing this. I really do appreciate the time that you spent. If you had anything, Kate, to tell people out there that they ought to know, you know, about the staff in Perry or in
Windsor Heights or in Des Moines. What is it that you'd like them to understand?
That we are here for those individuals who are in need of dialysis. I have a fantastic team that we continue to build and grow, a very unique team that is very supportive of our patients and of their family and become very close with them. I'm very proud of the team that I have at both Windsor Heights and in Perry. And both those teams work closely together to make sure that we are providing the best care to our patients.
Really good stuff. I appreciate you guys visiting with us. Thanks so much. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, we will have links to all of this up on the radio blog so you can find out more about DaVita. Kate, thanks for gathering everybody together and doing this with us. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Once again, that was just some of the staff from DaVita Kidney Care from their newest center in Windsor Heights, Iowa. Our thanks to Jennifer, Kate, and Glenn for their time. To learn more about DaVita, head to our radio blog. We've got links right there. Inside on Business, the News Hour, is a production of our advertising agency, Inside Advertising, Marketing, and Communications. And our crew is Chap Ramsey in production, Aaron Libby in sales and marketing. The voice of the Business News Hour is Hunter Pease. And the music you're hearing right now is created for us by James Goodlett from Jam Good Productions. You need some original music for your project? We can hook you up. For our guests and crew, my name is Michael Libby. Be safe, be well, be careful, and most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good day.